The title of my message this morning is The Essence of Our Religion. If someone asked you, what is the essence of your religion, what would you answer? Keeping the Ten Commandments and being a good person? Not a good answer. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Good answer. Being saved by grace through faith? Good answer. Knowing the gospel, living the gospel, proclaiming the gospel? Good answer. My answer is found in seven words in English, found in the first chapter of Rabbi Paul's letter to the congregation in Colossae. Messiah in you, the hope of glory. To me, that's the essence of our religion. Messiah in you, the hope of glory. How is Messiah in us? Well, he is in us through his Spirit living in us. The essence of our religion is having the Spirit of the Messiah in us, living in us fully, richly, abundantly. That assures that we will live forever as the glorious sons and daughters of God. Messiah in you, by means of his Spirit, giving us the hope of glory. In the Word of God, this truth is expressed in a variety of ways. Remaining in Messiah, waiting on God, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, being led by the Spirit, walking by the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. First one, remaining in Messiah. The Lord Yeshua said, "Remain in me as I also remain in you." Remain is sometimes translated abide or live or stay connected to. Remain in me, live in me, abide in me, stay connected to me as I also remain in you, live in you, abide in you, stay connected to you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. It is so beneficial, so blessed to be connected to Yeshua, united to the Son of God, joined to the risen Lord and Savior, abiding in him, living in him, remaining in him. How do we do that? By knowing that Yeshua is the Messiah, risen from the dead, the resurrected and ascended Lord who is seated at the right hand of God the Father, powerful and victorious. And by receiving his Spirit, and then by remaining in his teaching and keeping his commands. If that's us, we will produce the fruits of the Spirit. We will adopt Messiah's priorities. We will focus on continuing his mission of world evangelism, proclaiming the gospel, growing Messiah's community. Messiah will remain in us, and we will remain in him. We want to remain in Messiah, and we want Messiah to remain in us by his Spirit. Remaining in Messiah, and Messiah living in us. As we remain in Messiah, we are very close to him, very aware of him. Another way of expressing this is waiting on God. Isaiah 40, New American Standard Bible. Though youths grow weary and tired and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Waiting on God means being aware of God and being attentive to Him. And as we are aware of Him and are attentive to Him, we become aware of what the Lord wants. And then we do what He wants. That's waiting on God. One of the greatest meals I've ever had was at a fine restaurant in Manhattan. Not only was the food amazing, but the service was fantastic. The wait staff were extremely attentive to their customers. Did you ever go to a restaurant and you have to wait and wait and wait for your waiter? Your waiter should be waiting on you. You shouldn't be waiting for your waiter. In this excellent restaurant in Manhattan, as soon as you wanted something, one of the waiters who were attentively watching was immediately there to serve you. And a waiter was even there before you indicated you wanted something. During the meal, there was a dish on my plate that I did not like, and I wasn't eating it. One of the waiters was so attentively watching me that he came over and asked me if perhaps I didn't like that particular dish, and I didn't, and if he could please take it away and bring me something else that I might like instead. Wow. Just as a good waiter waits on his customers and is attentive to their desires, so we are to wait on the Lord. Be aware of Him, attentive to Him, trying to see what He's doing, trying to hear what He's saying, trying to understand what He wants us to do. And when we see, when we hear, when we understand, then we immediately do what He wants us to do. That's waiting on God. That's the kind of relationship the Lord's servants, you and I, want to have with our heavenly Lord. Waiting on God. Constantly aware of Him, attentive to Him. Similar to waiting on God is fixing our eyes on God. Psalm 25. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, like the eyes of that waiter were toward me. Psalm 123. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. The same kind of watchfulness, alertness, attentiveness, fixing our eyes on God. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, Psalm 25. These thoughts express the kind of relationship that the godly had with the Lord before Messiah arrived. Now that the Son of God has entered this world, lived a perfect life, died an atoning death to reconcile us to God, conquered sin and death by rising from the dead, and has ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and is ruling with him right now over the universe, and sends his Spirit to those who transfer their loyalties to him. Now that all that has happened, we need to fix our eyes on Yeshua. The author of the letter to the Messianic Jews put it this way: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. When we are fixing our eyes on Yeshua, we are aware of him. We are close to him. We act and think and respond to life's challenges like him. His Spirit fills us. His Spirit empowers us. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we are strong in faith and are able to overcome life's challenges, like Peter did when he left the boat and walked on the water. When he fixed his eyes on Yeshua, Peter was able to walk on water. And the moment he took his eyes off of Yeshua, he began to sink under the water. When we fix our eyes on Yeshua, we are able to rise above life's many challenges. When we take our eyes off of Yeshua, we begin to sink. How do we fix our eyes on Yeshua? We consciously, purposely set our minds on him. Colossians 3, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. We set our minds on Yeshua, who is most definitely above. Throughout the day, starting at the beginning of the day, we focus our thoughts on him and his life and teachings, his miracles, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, the giving of his Spirit. We think about Yeshua, risen from the dead, seated at the right hand of God the Father, full of power and glory and grace and life and love for us. We talk to Yeshua. We listen to Yeshua. My sheep hear my voice. In every situation we face, we ask ourselves, what would Yeshua do in this situation? Fixing our eyes on Yeshua. Similar to remaining in Messiah, waiting on God, fixing our eyes on Yeshua is being led by the Spirit. Romans 8, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Being led by the Spirit means being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, trying to understand what he wants us to do, which way he wants us to go, what he wants us to say or not say, which person he wants us to reach out to. Being led by the Holy Spirit also means to be led into spiritual and holy living. He's the Holy Spirit, and he leads people into holy living and spiritual living. He leads people away from unspiritual and unholy living. To be led by the Spirit so that our lives are characterized by holiness and serving God, not serving self, not serving sin. Those who are led by the Spirit into spiritual and holy living, avoiding sin kind of living, living to serve God kind of living, proclaiming the gospel kind of living, continuing the ministry of Yeshua kind of living, being an active part of a God-honoring community kind of living, they are the true children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Is that you? Are you truly being led by the Spirit? Similar to being led by the Spirit is walking by the Spirit. Galatians 5. Walk by the Spirit. Walk means live. Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Walking, living by the Spirit means we live in such a way that we get close to God and we stay close to God. The Spirit's living in us, enabling us to be aware of God and know what God wants, and then giving us the power to do what God wants. Walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. How do we walk by the Spirit? We humble ourselves. We come to the three-in-one God on God's terms. We understand that God is God and we are not. We end our part in the great rebellion against God. We make a commitment to Yeshua as our Lord. We reorganize our priorities to line up with Yeshua's priorities. We nurture our relationship with God by practicing the spiritual disciplines. When we walk by the Spirit working through our new nature gives us the ability to not yield to the corrupt desires of the old nature. Walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The way to overcome the things that tempt us, the way to overcome our areas of weakness, the way to have victory over temptation is not by committing ourselves to try harder and then keeping a list of rules we need to follow. It's by walking by the Spirit. This is an entirely different and superior way of living for God than following a list of do's and don'ts and keeping of laws and commandments. We walk by the Spirit by continual repentance. When we fail in our walk, when we realize we have drifted away from God and we are not as close to Him as we should be, when we realize that we have sinned, we admit it as soon as possible. We confess our sins. We thank God for the forgiveness that is available to us because of Messiah. We ask for God's grace to do better the next time we face that same area of temptation. And the God who forgives 70 times 7 helps us get close to Him again. He renews us and enables us once again to walk by the Spirit. Similar to being led by the Spirit and walking by the Spirit is being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit is like being filled with an emotion. We talk about being filled with anger. That means we're very angry and our actions are controlled by our anger. Oh, he was filled with anger. Or we talk about being filled with love. We are greatly influenced by love and want to be close to and help those we love, being filled by love. So we are to be filled with the Spirit, controlled by the Spirit of God, so that all of our actions are being directed by Him and influenced by Him and reflects who He is. We don't want the Spirit to live, we don't want the Spirit to live in us in a shallow way, but in a deep and profound way. We want the Spirit of God to live in us richly, fully, abundantly, to fill us like wine fills a glass, like water permeates a sponge, like wind fills the sails of a ship, directing it and moving it forward. We need to create an environment within ourselves, in our hearts, our souls, our minds, so that the Holy Spirit can pervade our innermost being. There are things that we can do to facilitate this, to help us remain in Messiah, wait on God, fix our eyes on Yeshua, be led by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. And I'm talking about the spiritual disciplines. If you're not familiar with them, go to the Shema website and type in spiritual disciplines. I want to highlight two in particular. First, continual interaction with the Word of God. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the teaching of the Lord and who meditates on his teaching day and night. 24/7. Meditating on God's teaching does not mean repeating Bible verses all day so that we can't think about anything else. It means reading the Word of God on a daily basis, thinking about the Word of God, contemplating it, giving it serious consideration during the day, trying to understand it, trying to think about it, trying to apply it, trying to teach it to others. We need to train our minds, discipline our minds to think about God's Word every day and throughout the day. We are to talk about the Word of God when we sit at home and when we walk along the road, when we lie down and when we get up. The second thing we can do to help us remain in Messiah, wait on God, fix our eyes on Yeshua, be led by the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, is pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5. Pray without ceasing. We discipline our minds to talk to God throughout the day. We have a running conversation with the Lord throughout the day. We don't just ask him for things. We talk to him about things that interest us or concern us. We praise him for who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. We thank him for his many benefits and blessings. We thank him in everything. The essence of our religion, my favorite answer, Messiah in you, by means of his Spirit, the hope of glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, if we are not connected to your Son, joined to Yeshua, united to him by his Spirit living in us, we can do nothing. Nothing ultimately useful, nothing truly enduring. We cannot live successful and blessed lives. I pray that you would so work in us that we are remaining in Messiah, waiting on you, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, being led by the Spirit, walking, living in the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit. Help us seek these things until we find these things. Seek and you will find. Help us seek your face and then constantly remain in your presence. In your presence, Lord, that's where we belong. Amen.